In the beginning, there was nothing except God. And perhaps a huge smile. On the first day, God gave us the gift of light. I don't mean light like in this room or light you can turn on and off. I don't mean light like the sun or the moon or the stars. I mean light, all light. What is present in light that makes it light? When God saw the light, God said, "It is good." On the second day, God gave us the gift of water. I don't just mean the water in a glass or water in a bathtub or even water that comes from the sky. I mean water, all water. What is present in water that makes it water? When God saw the water, God said, "It is good." On the third day, God gave us the gift of the dry land and the growing things. I mean all the land and all the green growing things. And when God saw the dry land and the green growing things, God said, "It is good." On the fourth day, God gave us the gift of the great lights, a great light that rules the day and a great light that rules the night. And when God saw the great lights, God said, "They are good." On the fifth day, God gave us the gift of the fish that swim in the sea and the birds that fly in the air. When God saw the fish and the birds, God said, "It is good." On the sixth day, God gave us the gift of the creatures that walk upon the earth, the animals and the people. When God saw the animals and the people, God said, "It is good." And God saw everything that was made, and God said, "It is very, very good." On the seventh day, God gave us the gift of a day to rest and remember all the other gifts God had given us. On this day, we find a special place to remember all of the gifts of God. The story of creation. Thanks be to God. This is the story of the light. Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him. But they didn't know who he was. So one day they simply had to ask. And he said, "I am the light." Let us enjoy the light. Now, people who love the light can become one with the light. Here's how your light became one with the light. Long ago, people like Peter, a follower of Jesus, loved the light and became one with the light, telling everyone in Jerusalem the good news of Jesus. People like Stephen and the seven that were chosen loved the light and became one with the light, keeping peace among the disciples. People like Peter, even people like Paul, who started out persecuting the church until Jesus changed his heart. People like Peter became one with the light. People like Peter and Paul traveled all over the world and began to share the light with as many people as they could. Some people, like Timothy, who was not a part of the people of God and was very young, even he and people like him became one with the light. They became ministers and shared the light with everyone they met. And there were people like Lydia, who became one with the light. Lydia had to work for a living and take care of her family. She became one with the light so that she could share the light with others. The more that people believed, the more the light was shared among people, among nations, throughout the years, and throughout the generations. Until your grandparents and parents and each one of you received your light. Members of Club 345, this is your light. Children's choir, this is your light. Teachers, Sunday school leaders, youth advisors, this is your light. Elders and deacons of this church, this is your light. Sanctuary choir, this is your light. Moms, dads, brothers, sisters, daughters, sons, aunts, uncles, husbands, wives, this is your light. Many have come to receive their light. But look here, the light has not changed. I wonder how so many could come to the light and become one with the light, but the light is still the same. Now I'm going to change the light so it's in all places and all times. Right now, it's in one place and one time. Watch how I change the light. Now the light is in all places and all times. Watch how I change each of your lights. Now the light is in all places and all times. In Worship Center, we always have a time to wonder. So I have some wonder questions for you to think about and wonder about. And you can do this in a couple of different ways. You can sit quietly and close your eyes and listen to the question and wonder inside about what God is trying to tell you. You can talk to the person next to you quietly and wonder out loud. That's what we do in Worship Center. We share things out loud. So if you want to talk to the person next to you, you are welcome to wonder with them. Or maybe you want to grab a pencil from the pew and draw something on your bulletin or highlight a word that speaks to you or stands out to you. You do whatever you need to do to wonder this morning. I wonder when and how each of us received our light. I wonder when and how each of us received our light. I wonder what it feels like to become one with the light. What does it feel like to become one with the light? I wonder how the light changes us and challenges us. I wonder how the light changes us and challenges us. I wonder how you will leave from this place and share the light with others. I wonder how you will leave this place and share the light with others. I wonder how the light can be in all places and all times. How can the light be in all places and all times? Friends, this is the story of the light. Amen.